The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If it's your first time catching the show, whether it be on the traditional dial, SiriusXM, or our podcast platforms, welcome. It's great to have you with us. We've been doing this for over two decades, and our main missions have always been, one, to educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options, but also to give you good quality science-based information and how to deal with your health crisis or staying healthy in today's modern world. Right, Dr. Mark?
Absolutely. And if people like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can listen to our past radio shows, our podcasts, read our articles, see our videos. So lots of good, free, cutting-edge information there.
I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, we get emails from people how they just get so enthralled by that website because it's such great content. I think this is our 247th podcast and a lot of different topics that we've covered in all those shows. You know, there's so many different people dealing with issues and walks of life, and nobody knows that better than you, as seeing patients for over 26 years at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine.
Yeah, well, thank you. So it's one of those things where every week people can get new information that would apply to them or their family members or their friends, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And it's such a great, helpful shortcut for people to, one, know that it's science-backed, that it's backed on research. You know, I noticed, Dr. Mark, every time you write an article, there's reference links underneath. And that just goes to show it's not that you're just, hey, let's just throw this against the wall and see if it sticks. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Mark. It makes a big difference in how we're helping people out there.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to continue to do that today, right? We have a special episode. We're going to be joined by our good friend, Dr. Stephen Gundry. We're going to talk about the energy paradox. And this is a really fascinating show, Dr. Mark. We talk a lot about energy and energy issues on the program, but getting a different view and a different stance, I think, will be a very fun time. So again, we'll talk about that in the next break. But before we get to that, my name is Kelly Capasola. And as always, I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Mark.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing so good. You know, it's great to be back and to be recording fresh content and to connect with the audience. And again, every time we say hello in the first segment, we share a fantastic new piece of research off the health breakthroughs at America's natural doctor. Dr. Mark, you recently had written an article on the ketogenic diet. We hear a lot about that. Can you share some on that?
Yeah, well, it's become very popular in recent years, and it is one of the diets we use at the clinic. We use different diets depending on a person's health situation, their genetic makeup, you know, what works for them, really what it comes down to. There's also certain conditions, you know, the ketogenic diet can be effective for. We do find it effective for some people with type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, people that are overweight. But there's also research on for things such as people prone to seizures, especially children. That's been studied for many decades, actually. There's some research showing it can help with traumatic brain injury recovery, certain types of headaches, and other conditions. So there's a lot of, you know, different uses for the ketogenic diet. So it's one of the diets medically that we have to consider with people.
And I think the biggest misconception and where people go wrong, Dr. Mark, is not understanding clearly what foods they can and cannot eat. Can you maybe talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, in the ketogenic diet, you're basically focusing on a diet that's very low in carbohydrates. Usually it's between 20 to 50 net carbs, as we call them. It's rich in natural fats and contains low to low moderate amounts of protein. And so basically what happens is that when you're restricting the carbohydrates and then you're burning fat as the main fuel source, you release ketone bodies, you know, as an energy source. But essentially you're telling the body to burn fat to produce energy, and that's the basis behind the diet. So essentially, you know, the ketogenic diet removes sugars and grain products. Also starchy vegetables such as corn, potatoes, peas, artichokes, most beans. Fruits that are high in sugar are avoided, except for avocado, lemon, lime, and small amounts of berries. But there's many non-starchy vegetables that people can eat. You got the leafy green vegetables, for example. You got asparagus, beet greens, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, many other foods we list in the article. Proteins that contain fat are best. Be like your wild-caught seafood, organic eggs, grass-fed meats. You can have whole eggs on the diet as well. And then, like I said, the fats are encouraged in this diet. And so you can get animal fats such as ghee or butter, non-animal fats such as avocado oil, almond oil, cacao butter, olive oil. We've got the coconut oil, of course, and coconut butter. So the good types of fats. So this is what really people focus on in terms of the ketogenic diet.
Such a great article, Dr. Mark. And again, our listeners can go and read that under the health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. While you're there, make sure you sign up for that newsletter. We send out about 3 a week. You get a YouTube video, a podcast, discounts on our store. That's one of the great things. We recently opened a brand new store to offer all these great supplements for each of you that are doctor formulated, used in a clinical setting. All you have to do is hit shop on the homepage at americasnaturaldoctor.com. We'll be right back with our very special guest, Dr. Stephen Gundry, to talk more about your health.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you hear us talk each and every week about the importance of supporting the immune response. One of our top choices in helping us to do that is by incorporating wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm. Wild oil of oregano gets its many benefits from carvacrol, an active ingredient found in oregano. Carvacrol and other naturally occurring oregano compounds can provide antioxidant support, immune support, and may be effective against bacterial and fungal infections. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Rosemary is a rich source of antioxidants, circulation support, and has anti-inflammatory compounds. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm contains a natural honey flavor, so it tastes delicious. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturepharm.com.
Mom, can I have some Spray?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. So glad you can join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. Remember, if you get lost along the way, the easiest way to get all the information we're speaking about here is to go to americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, we've had something on the schedule for, 6 weeks. We're very excited about it. Who do we have joining us today on the show for a special treat?
Yeah, it's going to be great. We have Dr. Stephen Gundry. He's a medical doctor. He's regarded as one of the world's top cardiothoracic surgeons. He's also a pioneer in nutrition. He's a medical director at the International Heart and Lung Institute Center for Restorative Medicine. I know he's got clinics, I think, in Santa Barbara and Palm Springs, if I remember correctly. And he spent the last 2 decades studying the microbiome and now helps patients using diet and nutrition as a key form of treatment. So very interesting coming from his cardiology background. He's also the author of many New York Times best-selling books, including The Plant Paradox and The Plant Paradox Cookbook and The Longevity Paradox, How to Die Young at a Ripe Old Age. And recently, his newest book is The Energy Paradox, What to Do When You Get Up and Go Has Got Up and Gone. And that came out in March of 2021. So he's also the founder of Gundry MD, a line of wellness products and supplements. And 20 years ago, he decided to prevent health issues, mainly focusing on nutrition. So he retired as a cardiologist and began to teach patients how to eat, guiding them how to get ahead of the problem, not fixing it after the fact. That's a smart idea. And he shifted towards a more proactive approach to health through food and diet changes. So at his wait list only clinics, the two I mentioned there, he's treated tens of thousands of patients, including people with autoimmune disorders, diabetes, leaky gut syndrome, heart disease, neurodegenerative diseases, with a protocol that detoxes the cells, repairs the gut, and nourishes the body. He's also the host of the Dr. Gundry podcast. Dr. Gundry, great to have you on the show.
Thanks a lot for having me back.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as I was mentioning, I have your book here in front of me, The Energy Paradox. And as we both see in our practice, boy, I don't know about you, but I'd say probably 7 to 8 patients out of 10 in the forms they fill out, they state that energy is a problem for them. What do you find?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. In fact, surveys at Gundry MD, my nutrition site, the number one reason people are there is need more energy. And in fact, surveys around the country show that fatigue and need more energy is right up near the top of the list in everyone's complaint. So you're right. There's a real problem here.
You know, and energy is kind of an interesting thing because, you know, there is no, quote, energy test that you can do with, like, with a lab test. So obviously there's a lot of subjectivity to how the patient feels. As doctors, we, of course, can test and look for root causes and analyze their diet and nutrients and hormones and how they're handling stress. But it's kind of this interesting category that, at least in my opinion, medicine, from the traditional sense, has not done very well with. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. I write about this in The Energy Paradox. We don't have traditionally good measurements to grade energy levels or even to, you know, put a diagnosis on it. And we're used to, you know, having tests that we can track. But in fact, there are a number of tests that are actually quite predictive of somebody not making as much energy through their mitochondria. And I outline in the book things that you can ask your doctor or healthcare provider to order. And many of them actually aren't traditionally taught, even in residency programs. Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. I see third year family practice residents that rotate through my clinic for a month. And one of the things that is paramount on my list of things to measure is a fasting insulin level. And it turns out that these third-year residents about to go into practice on their own have never heard of getting a fasting insulin level or even what that might mean, which is pretty scary in this day and age because, as we talk about in the book, insulin resistance, or if you want to just use the word pre-diabetes, 80% of Americans are insulin resistant or pre-diabetic, and they don't even know it for most part.
Wow, that is pretty shocking because that can lead you down a path of a lot of different things you don't want to deal with eventually. And I think it's interesting because there's a difference, right? When people are experiencing low energy, of course, if you just had a new baby, you brought a new baby home, no one's sleeping, that's a normal thing to have fatigue, right? But
correct,
what are some
correct.
Of the other little warning signs? Is there kind of a canary in a coal mine that people can look at like, wow, I've had this low energy, I've had these fatigue issues for quite some time. Could it kind of be an indication maybe there's some things going on, as you alluded to in your book, about, you know, gut issues or digestive issues? Can you share a little bit on that, Dr. Gundry?
Yeah. Hippocrates, the father of medicine 2,500 years ago, said that all disease begins in the gut. And he didn't have any of the fancy tests we have, but he was right. In fact, one of my colleagues, Alessio Fasano from Harvard now, has written a paper recently called All Disease Begins in a Leaky Gut. And I couldn't agree with him more. I've been teaching that now for over 20 years. So leaky gut, and that's still a very nebulous term for people, is real. It's not pseudoscience. We can measure it. We can make it go away. And leaky gut actually is what prompts low energy, fatigue, tiredness. It prompts almost all disease processes, the more we're learning about this, even memory loss, even cancer. So it's something that when somebody is suffering from low energy or fatigue, this is actually a warning sign that something's going on deep inside, and we need to remedy that problem. And the book is actually how to do it.
Yes, and for a long time you've spoken about the connection between gut health and the rest of the body. Obviously, diet plays an important role in that. What have you seen maybe in the last even few years? I know I've been practicing for 26 years now. You know, we holistic doctors have been talking about the connection of gut health and general body health, you know, even long before that. Are you finding conventional medicine are slowly starting to recognize this phenomenon of leaky gut or increased intestinal permeability, or you still find the majority of doctors are somewhat, you know, skeptical about it?
Oh, I think the vast majority of doctors are still very skeptical. They don't understand how this could possibly occur. But having said that, there's certainly a movement, even in conventional medicine, to start looking at the body as a whole. Some people call it functional medicine. I call it restorative medicine. And to look for the root causes of whatever disease presents. And we're seeing that more and more because, quite frankly, physicians are increasingly frustrated that they get to spend maybe 8 minutes with a patient, and they're basically there to fill out 8 new prescriptions of medication. And most people, including me, certainly didn't think that that's why we went into medicine in the first place. We actually wanted to help people. So there, you know, there's a real frustration that this isn't working out the way it was supposed to work out.
Right. And I think it's great. That's why you've offered all these really wonderful resources and all the books that you've written, because I think it bridges that gap, right? It kind of helps people to understand, even at times when maybe there's not an hour and a half to consult with somebody or 2 hours, it gives them a roadmap, Dr. Gundry, of what they can start applying, the things that they can start changing. And, you know, I think it's a wonderful way for you to just not only connect with people, but to continue to serve, probably the original reason you got into this business, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, it's exciting to get emails or notes from my podcast or my YouTube videos or on my books. You know, the books have sold well over 1 million copies, translated into 36 foreign languages. And to get a note from Korea, just as an example recently, that somebody with a devastating autoimmune disease that basically bedridden them, and now they're playing with their kids and walking around having a great time. And, you know, just by, you know, reading the book or books and following the principles, that makes it all worthwhile. It really does.
We appreciate your heart, and we're glad to have you on today, and we're going to talk more when we come back after the break. Listeners, you can learn more at GundryMD.com, but make sure you go over to iTunes and set as your favorite the Gundry Podcast. Boy, it has a 5-star rating, tons of reviews, and just a wonderful opportunity for you to learn more about things, about what's going on in today's world. So often we get, you know, information when we go on Google and we start searching for things, and maybe that's not very timely to deal with what we're going on in our current situation. You can learn more at those websites or by going to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com, and clicking on the radio section to learn more about our special guest. Stick with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about inflammation and if that has anything to do with the zapping of the energy levels people are speaking about. Be right back after the break.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Labs is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Labs helps to support the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Labs, please visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Labs at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, we are having a wonderful conversation with our very good friend, Dr. Stephen Gundry, MD. We've been highlighting a lot of great information, some of the causes of why energy issues are coming up throughout a lot of our friends and family across the U.S. and beyond, as Dr. Gundry was sharing with us, how he gets to hear from so many international people getting the benefits out of his newest book, The Energy Paradox. What to do when your get up and go has got up and gone. Wow, that's a good one there. I mean, I think a lot of people are dealing with that. They're like, where'd that go? Especially during the aging process. But Dr. Mark, you know, one of the things you and I constantly talk about, and we have on this show for well over 20 years, is inflammation. And when we start hearing that people are having more autoimmune, which, boy, those numbers have shot up over the years, but inflammatory factors can really cause some issues for people out there. And what do you guys see when it comes to energy? I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I think there's a direct connection. So tell us more, Dr. Gundry. You talk about that in the book, and you've written about this many times in the past. Tell us more about the connection between diet, gut health, inflammation, fatigue, you know, just health in general.
Yeah, I think there's a very interesting study out of Duke University that I cite in The Energy Paradox. And these researchers, who I've actually had on my podcast, wanted to study one of the last few remaining hunter-gatherer tribes in the world, the Hadzas, from Tanzania. And these folks are active. They walk 8 to 10 miles a day. They're fit. They're healthy. They don't get chronic diseases. And they have actually a fascinating gut microbiome. And they wanted to compare the energy expenditure of these Hadzas to the typical American desk worker. And their premise was that, of course, these Hadzas who are walking all over the place are expending lots of energy. And that's why they're so thin and fit and, you know, not fat and, you know, dumpy like Americans. And so they looked at the energy expenditure of the Hadzas and these desk workers, and they were shocked to actually discover that the desk workers had the same amount of energy expenditure as these very active Hadzas. Now, in research, and I've been a researcher all my life, when we make a hypothesis and the results don't meet our hypothesis, one of two things have to happen. We have to say, well, our hypothesis was wrong and reject the hypothesis. Or, unfortunately, we make up an excuse for making the data fit our hypothesis. So these nice researchers said, ah, well, the reason they have the same energy expenditure is that all human beings always expend the same amount of energy no matter what they're doing, and it's just a fixed rate, and that's why this happened. And when I read this paper, that didn't pass the sniff test for me. And so I looked at this, and I looked at my patient population, and what they didn't account for is inflammation. Now, inflammation, we can kind of think of as a fire that consumes a lot of calories. And inflammation is actually our immune system, our white blood cells, fighting enemies that have come into us. And now that enemy comes from gut permeability and leaky gut, including literally pieces of bacteria that I talk about called LPSs and pieces of proteins from plants like my favorite subject, lectins. But the immune system requires huge amounts of food to fight this battle. And we actually steal it from our muscles and our brain, which if there's a battle going on, we got to give the troops what they need. So when you look at markers of inflammation in desk workers and my patients, they're remarkably high, including markers of inflammation in my autoimmune patients. And so that explains why you could be sitting at your desk all day long and actually have the same amount of energy expenditure as somebody who's walking 10 miles every day. The Hadzos have absolutely no inflammation because they have a normal gut microbiome. They don't have a leaky gut. And so it's no wonder that all of our energy has been sapped by supporting our immune system, which is kind of constantly day in and day out doing this battle. And what's fascinating to me, we all talk about, well, you should eat an anti-inflammatory diet and you should take anti-inflammatory supplements. And living in California in fire zones, I can assure you that that recommendation is like fighting one of our forest fires with a garden hose. It's not going to work. You have to stop the forest fire at its source. And that always comes back to gut dysbiosis and gut permeability, a leaky gut. And you stop that, you don't even need a garden hose anymore. There will be no fire.
Yeah, that's great. That's great information. You go into a lot of detail. I actually saw some very interesting facts you have on the microbiome. What are some of the things in your research that surprised you the most in terms of the microbiome and its effects, not just on digestive health, of course, but the rest of the body? Because we have these trillions of bacteria, and as we know now, they're actually, if they're healthy, it's involved in healthy communication, a healthy communication network with the cells of the body.
Yeah, that's years ago, pre-COVID, I used to be an invited lecturer at the World Congress of Microbiota that's held in Paris every year. And the organizer of that conference, who's a professor in Paris, Michael Eades, took me aside a number of years ago, probably 10 years ago. And he says, I've got to tell you that the microbiome talks to mitochondria. And there's a communication system between the microbiome and the energy-producing organelles in all our cells, the mitochondria, because they're actually sisters. And time doesn't permit how they're sisters. But and I said, well, why don't we know? Why can't we measure this communication? He said, well, just trust me, it exists. One of these days, the measurements will be made and I'll be proven right. Well, turns out he was correct. There is a communication system between the microbiome and our mitochondria, and they're now called postbiotics. And it is a actual chemical language between the microbiome and mitochondria that tell mitochondria to make energy or to not make energy. One of the postbiotics won the Nobel Prize in nitric oxide for that discovery. But there's these postbiotics are made when our microbiome, which many people know as probiotics, eat fiber, which now people are beginning to understand prebiotics is the fiber that the probiotics need to eat. And when they eat the prebiotics, they produce short-chain fatty acids like butyrate and acetate and gases like hydrogen sulfide, the rotten egg smell, like methane, like people hear about cows farting. And it turns out that these gases are actually a language that we now can interpret. And this discovery, to me, is exciting as breaking the Enigma code of World War II, the German code, because we now know that there's this sophisticated communication system that my colleague, Dr. Endes, said 10 years ago existed, and now we know it does. So the great thing is, what we used to think was just a stupid byproduct of fermentation and an embarrassing noise that we might let out from time to time actually exists for a purpose, and that is the language. So postbiotics are really the exciting part, I think, of this book that probably no one has ever heard of.
Wow, that's great. And these are all things we desperately need to hear. We're research hounds on this show as well. Dr. Mark is rooted in research. I'll tell you, every week he's sending me all this new stuff, writing these new papers. And, you know, you're hearing these new things. You're hearing more about fecal transplants. By the way, if I need one, I'm going to Tanzania based on the information that you just shared with us. So, but again, that we're even in a world where that's the discussion, where there are all these great studies that we love, where you're taking a rat. Maybe that rat is overweight. The other one is perfect size. They do the transplant. All of a sudden, the skinny rat gets fat and vice versa. So it is just so interesting and indicative of what you're sharing in this fantastic new book that you wrote, Dr. Gundry, The Energy Paradox, What to Do When Your Get Up and Go Has Got Up and Gone. What a great resource. I mean, this is something where it would take people years to kind of sift through all of this research, all of, you know, patients' habits and case studies to even scratch the surface. So all of your hard work over these years putting into that book is such a blessing to people out there, because it's going to help their family and it's going to help them prevent issues long term that they're trying to avoid. So I know we have to run out to that break, but again, you can go to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on the radio section. You can get a link on all the great places you can buy this book. You could buy it on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, but basically you just click on the picture. You'll see underneath the picture of the book, and it'll show you different resources on where you can get it. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the 7 deadly energy disruptors. So stick with us. More on your health with Dr. Gundry.
Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports your consciousness, manages hormones, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Not all plants are created equally. We've heard fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and minerals we need for a healthy life. But have you heard of adaptogens? These are herbs and mushrooms that literally help you adapt to the stress in your life. They balance hormones, promote a state of calmness, and help get you back to homeostasis. Organifi creates these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for us to get more adaptogens in our day, like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, rhodiola, and more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, think Organifi. Learn more at getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code Dr. Mark to save 20% off your order at getgreenjuice.com.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation about all things that have to do with your health, energy, gut health, autoimmune issues, so many things we're covering today. And Dr. Mark, before we went to the break, we promised a very special headline, and that is the 7 deadly energy disruptors. What would you like to cover with Dr. Gundry about that?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to get us, you know, quick thoughts on some of them or all of them, depending what he wants to do. But here, starting on page 150, I think people will be surprised. He has number one energy disruptor, antibiotics. What do you think, Dr. Gundry? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, like we talked about in the last segment, the gut microbiome talks to our mitochondria that make energy. So if you destroy the gut microbiome, you got nobody talking to your mitochondria to make energy. And what's happened to us in the last 50 years is the advent of broad spectrum antibiotics were lifesavers. I remember when they were invented in the mid-1970s. So we could put somebody on an antibiotic and not worry about which bug was actually causing the problem. We would just, you know, shotgun everybody. And we were very excited about that. But the problem is we didn't realize that not only did it kill the bug that we thought was the problem, but it destroyed our microbiome. And we still take huge amounts of broad spectrum antibiotics every time anybody's got a scratchy throat or a drippy nose. Some well-meaning physician just dispenses antibiotics. But what's probably even worse is that the vast majority of antibiotics in the world are actually fed to animals for the purpose of making them grow faster and fatter. And believe it or not, those antibiotics are in the food that we eat. All the factory farm animals are given antibiotics. It's illegal in the United States to give chickens antibiotics anymore. However, there is a loophole. And that is if the veterinarian sees a flock of 100,000 birds crammed into a warehouse, which they are, and he thinks one bird might be sick, he's allowed to give the entire flock antibiotics to treat that one bird that he thinks is sick. And, of course, the veterinarian is paid by the big food companies, so, of course, there might be a reason he might think every now and then birds were sick. And, in fact, some testing of organic free-range chickens have shown up to 60% of the chickens contain antibiotic residue, which is really scary, even though there's a loophole. So when we eat those animals, we once again kill off our microbiome. Additionally, we now have nearly a 50-year exposure to glyphosate. And most people have heard of Roundup and Roundup and GMO foods, but Roundup is now sprayed on conventional crops. It's sprayed on almost all our wheat, almost all of our corn, all of our soybeans, all of our canola, all of our oats as a desiccant. And then these crops are fed to our animals and they're fed to us. And glyphosate was actually patented not as a weed killer, but as an antibiotic. And it turns out that glyphosate is really good at killing our microbiome. And recent evidence is that glyphosate in and of itself causes gut leaking. So we've done a gut punch, if you will, on our microbiome through the foods we eat and the things that sprayed on it. So that's way up on the list. The second thing that happens is people unwittingly take a large amount of ibuprofen and naproxen, Aleve and Advil, for pain relievers. And the drug companies, when these were introduced in the mid-1970s, actually knew how dangerous they were in terms of causing holes in the small and large intestine, a leaky gut. And in fact, they used to be prescription only, and there was a warning that you could only take them for 2 weeks. Otherwise, bad things would happen. And now, of course, we chew them like candy. There's even children's Advil. And one Advil or one ibuprofen or one Aleve is like literally swallowing a hand grenade. And there's very good evidence that this causes literally holes in our gut. The third thing that people don't realize in terms of energy is proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, such as Nexium, such as Prilosec, such as Protonix. These antacid drugs were miraculous when they were introduced in the 1970s for people with severe ulcer disease, but they stopped the flow of acid in the stomach by stopping proton pumping. Well, little did we know that mitochondria make energy by pumping protons. And we had no idea that proton pump inhibitors don't just stop proton pumping in the stomach. They stop protein pumping in your mitochondria, in your heart, in your muscles, in your brain. And so that's why there's actually a black box warning that you should never take these for over 2 weeks, ever. And yet, again, people have been on these for years and years and years and years. Lastly, what's not included in the book, but it's coming up in my next book, it turns out that melatonin that I write about in The Energy Paradox is one of the most important antioxidants in mitochondria. And if you take a high blood pressure medication, your production of melatonin will decrease by 80%. So imagine all the people walking around on blood pressure medications who are exhausted, not realizing it's because their major mitochondrial antioxidant is basically gone.
Tell us just a bit about the benefits of fasting without actually fasting. What's the principles behind that?
So increasingly, as far as I know, and I'm willing to be corrected, I'm the first to write about intermittent fasting back in 2006 in my first book. And so I've been actually practicing time-restricted eating or time-controlled eating for actually 22 years now. And it's the evidence is increasingly very, very powerful that the more we restrict our eating window down to about 6 to 8 hours a day, that means we begin eating, let's just use an example, at noon, and we finish eating at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. And that's our eating window. Now, most people who hear about intermittent fasting or time controlled eating go, oh boy, that sounds great. Tomorrow I'm going to not eat till noon. Well, as I talk about in The Energy Paradox, most people fall flat on their face when they do that because most of us, in fact, the new paper shows that 88% of Americans are metabolically inflexible. That means our mitochondria cannot switch from burning glucose as a fuel to burning fat as a fuel. We do not have the ability. In fact, it's so scary that only 1% of overweight people can make that switch. And 0.5% of obese people can make that switch, a new paper just out. So most of us, when we try to go without food for even a few hours, we get a headache, we get exhausted, we get hangry, and we go, this doesn't work. So in the book, what I do is hold everybody's hands, like I've been doing for over 25 years now in my practice, and we step people down 1 hour at a time over a 6-week period so we can gradually get people to adjust to this. Just like starting an exercise program, you don't go run a marathon day one. You have to build up. And so we actually build up people's ability to get switching between using sugar as a fuel to using fat as a fuel. And once we do that, it's off to the races. And it's so amazing how much more energy you have and produce the less time you spend eating during the day. It's almost the biggest paradox there is.
Well said. And it's so much better than energy drinks, driving through the five times a day, which can cause so many more issues, which why we're going to need you to come back, Dr. Gundry. I felt like we were in a time machine, Dr. Spangler. We really, that went so quickly. I mean, we didn't even get to cover the 3 10-minute sessions of exercise snacking a day, which is awesome.
Ooh,
I mean, not
yeah.
many people have ever talked about that. So we'll definitely need to get you back to talk on that subject, Dr. Gundry, but really encourage our listeners, pick yourself up a copy of The Energy Paradox, What to Do When Your Get Up and Go Has Got Up and Gone. Again, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble. So many great places. You can learn more at GundryMD.com as well. And make sure that you set your favorites. The Dr. Gundry Podcast is the title of it. Again, we'll put all these great links on the radio section at AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. Dr. Gundry, on behalf of me and Dr. Spangler, thanks for sharing all the wonderful information and for all the years and dedication that you have put in.
Well, I just appreciate all that you guys do, and I look forward to coming back and sharing some new insights with you, if you'll have me.
We will have you, right, Dr. Mark?
Of course, absolutely.
All right, well, listeners, have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.